Today's scripture reading is Zephaniah chapter 3, verses 14 through 20. Sing aloud, O daughter Zion. Shout, O Israel. Rejoice and exult with all your heart, O daughter Jerusalem. The Lord has taken away the judgments against you. He has turned away your enemies. The King of Israel, the Lord, is in your midst. You shall fear disaster no more. On that day it shall be said to Jerusalem, Do not fear, O Zion, do not let your hands grow weak. The Lord your God is in your midst, a warrior who gives victory. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will renew you in his love. He will exult over you with loud singing, as on a day of festival. I will remove disaster from you so that you will not bear reproach for it. I will deal with all your oppressors at that time, and I will save the lame and gather the outcast, and I will change their shame into praise and renown in all the earth. At that time I will bring you home, at the time when I gather you, for I will make you renowned and praised among all the peoples of the earth, when I restore your fortunes before your eyes, says the Lord. You know, putting Christmas decorations up shouldn't bring you any joy. It really shouldn't. I mean, think about it. Take away just for a moment the Christmas season that goes with it, and just think about the work by itself. You have to go out to the garage, you have to climb up on a shelf or open a closet where you've got all these cobwebs and organic material left from the summer here in North Carolina. You have to clear it all out of the way, and then pull out these big, heavy bins. For my household, it's multiple bins of Christmas decorations, not knowing if you're going to find everything you thought you had last year. You find a bin of Christmas decorations that your wife bought because they were marked 75% down after Christmas last year, so you've got more than the year before. You bring all those in. You try to put up your tree, and when you don't want to be frustrated because the cat's all trying to grab it and trying to grab the ornaments, and your kids are taking ornaments and playing with them in other rooms, and trying to get the lights up outside and to clip them onto your gutter and onto the side of your house and to the rails. That doesn't sound like a lot of fun, does it? I was talking with Bruce the other day about gingerbread houses. If you ever want to have a good conversation about gingerbread houses, go to Bruce or Becky. They're your people to talk about that. But he talked about how often when you're making these gingerbread houses, and we were also talking to think about the ones out at Biltmore, think about all the burnt fingers when you're trying to mold all of that. Building these beautiful gingerbread houses, and your fingers get burnt because you're trying to take it out and then mold it. Christmas decorating just doesn't sound all that joyful, does it, when you put it that way? If you haven't put out your Christmas decorations yet, I'm guessing now you might say, well, Jeremy, you've convinced me I'm not putting up Christmas decorations this year. And yet, it is incredibly joyous. There's not one year that goes by that I actually don't look forward to putting up Christmas decorations with my wife and with my girls. There's not one year that goes by where I'm okay with going out to the garage and getting those bins out, not knowing what I'm going to find in that closet. It brings me joy. It brings our whole family joy. We should enjoy the process. Otherwise, it would be frustrating if we weren't putting it up for a reason, right? Putting up those kind of decorations, once again, in and of itself, may not seem that fun. But when we think about and remember why we're putting those decorations up, it's all about anticipation. It's all about what those decorations are pointing us towards. And so we get to celebrate in the moment with joy, even though it can be frustrating or annoying or tiring or stressful. Putting up Christmas decorations can be annoying, or can be joyous, is what I mean to say, even though it might seem frustrating. And today, in this third week of Advent, it would do us well to remember that as we look forward to the Christmas holiday. We've now officially entered the home stretch of Advent. We're closer now to Christmas than not Christmas when we begin Advent, so that's something to be excited about. And we look forward to the joy that comes with the coming of Christ. Both the Christ in the manger that we heard the choir sing about so beautifully earlier, but also the second coming of Christ, when joy will be made complete and all things will be reconciled unto Christ. we anticipate and look forward to that as well. The scripture we read earlier is a song of joy. That's probably how it is headed in your Bible. It comes from the book of Zephaniah, which we don't often open. In fact, Zephaniah sits in between the books of Haggai and Habakkuk. So you probably don't find yourself there too often. A little over a year ago, one of our Wednesday night studies was Forgotten Books of the Bible, where we studied Zephaniah, Obadiah, Haggai, books like Jude and Titus, the books that we don't venture into very often. And Zephaniah was one of the books that we opened up. Now, part of the reason that we may not find ourselves in Zephaniah very often is that if you read the rest of the book that I did not read today, you will find some of the harshest, gloomiest, down-and-out language you hear throughout the scriptures. Zephaniah is sometimes called the prophet of gloom. The prophet of gloom and doom. Throughout the book, through the prophet, God issues words of judgment against not just the surrounding cities and countries and enemies of Israel, but against Israel and Jerusalem themselves. So in many ways, God is not playing favorites in this passage. Yes, he's issuing judgment against the surrounding countries and nations, but also against the people of Jerusalem. Ultimately saying, you have not held up your end of the bargain in being God's people. You are not doing and you are not obeying the law. You are not doing as I have commanded, and judgment is coming. Now, we can talk about that part of the book, and I think it is good that we reflect on that and understand what God is saying to us and what God's judgment and justice ultimately means. But this is one of those books of the Bible where this song of joy almost seems out of place. We say, why is there a song of joy creeping up in this book that offers harsh judgment against all of us? Because joy has the last word. In the kingdom of God, and as we prepare for Christmas, we know that hope, peace, joy, and love that we talk about during Advent and anticipate with the coming of Christ will have the final word. This passage is in many ways God saying, there's a place for judgment and for discipline, harsh language, you name it. But God is saying, at the end of all things, joy is what's coming. Sing aloud, O daughter Zion, shout, O Israel. In this passage, even God rejoices with God's people. That's something to take with us in this Advent season, knowing that often the world around us, we don't sense that joy. Sometimes life is like putting up Christmas decorations. It can be frustrating. It can be annoying. It can be stressful. We're trying to dust out and get rid of the cobwebs and all the dirty stuff that we're dealing with in our lives. That's what life can be. And yet, even in that struggle, we can find joy. Just like putting up Christmas decorations, just like on this third week of Advent, though Christ has not come yet in our Christmas celebration. I had a couple of kids remind me today, it is 9 days away, not 10. It is 9 days away. Christmas is coming, but we can still find joy in the here and now. God says the scattered will be brought back home. That's maybe the passage that jumped out at me as I was reflecting on this passage this week. The scattered will be brought back home. It's like Christmas, isn't it? I mean, that's kind of what we do. Our family that's scattered about comes back home, right? Or at least we hope and pray. We know that that's not always the case for everyone. I think most of us, most of who I've talked to you in this room, you are anticipating some kind of family gathering in the next 2 or 3 weeks. My family is as well. Maybe other than Thanksgiving, it's the one time of year where families really try hard to get together. And once again, we acknowledge it's not always possible. Sometimes there are broken families or broken relationships or no families or whatever it may be. We acknowledge that. But that's part of the hope of Advent, that even when we feel isolated or abandoned now, when Christ comes, the scattered will be brought home. Because with the coming of Christ, we feel that embrace of Emmanuel, God with us, and we feel the embrace of salvation. As we think about what it means to find joy and to have the scattered return home, I want to make an announcement early today. A week from today, you'll have an opportunity to see that lived out. You can be a part of that here at First Baptist Church. A week from today, we're going to, with Swannoa Valley Christian Ministry, host a Christmas banquet for our homeless shelter guests. And my guess is that all of those individuals probably don't have much of a feeling of being scattered and going back home. I'm guessing that most of what you may experience in the next couple of weeks of getting together with family, I'm guessing they don't feel that every day of the year, maybe even during Christmas. But here at First Baptist Church, we want to provide a witness to what God refers to in this passage of the scattered being home. And so we are going to, as a church, if you are able, we're going to provide a Christmas banquet for the homeless shelter guests in our youth center, and we invite you to take part in that. We invite you to prepare a side dish if you can. If you can be there to serve and to eat with our homeless shelter community, we encourage that as well. A quick disclaimer, we understand there are Christmas traditions this time of year. Some of you will have family and things coming in on Sunday. We totally get that. We wish you blessings. Do not feel guilty if you cannot make it. But if you are able, and if you feel led to be a part of this, we invite you to be here next Sunday evening to give witness to God saying the scattered will be brought home. In that meal, we will acknowledge God's truth and God's witness that even in one supper, even in one meal, the scattered will feel like they are at home. We encourage you to be a part of that. No matter what your plans are the next couple of weeks, it is my hope, church, that you will live out this hope, peace, and joy, and pray about how you will do that in this season amongst your own family and friends, but also in the coming year. As we move towards Christmas, we must also remember that these qualities we speak of during Advent, hope, peace, love, and joy, don't simply stop at December 25th. They find their fullness with the coming of Christ. We can forever experience hope, peace, love, and joy if we trust in Jesus as our Savior. Be in prayer about that truth as we prepare to head into this home stretch of Advent. Let's pray together.